نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I'm going to mention to you a few hadith of the beloved prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and these hadith have been mentioned regarding the importance of the rights of people huququl ibad and the rights of people are very very important for every muslim to act upon them as well The first hadith has been quoted in Sunan Ibn Dawood. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, everything that belongs to a Muslim is haram for another Muslim. His possessions, his honor, his blood, it is enough for a person to be cruel that he considers his Muslim brother inferior to himself. Now what a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam explaining to us the maqam, the status of a Muslim. Now this Muslim, even if he's just a normal lame person, but he is a Muslim, look at the status. I'm the best person. No one is better than me. So and so, he's no better than me. My caste is better than him. Our gharan is better than him. Our village is better. You know, all these kind of things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, then that person is a cruel person. He thinks of other people as below him. Second hadith. In quoted in Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever has the burden of slandering or oppressing his brother, it is necessary upon him that he asks the person for forgiveness here in this world before the day of judgment, because neither any dirham nor dinar will be there. If he has some good deeds, they will be taken away from him equal to the violation of rights and given to the victim. Otherwise, the sins of the victim will be transferred into the account of the violator. We find it hard, don't we? We find it hard to go up to someone and say, look, I'm really sorry. I swore at you. I'm really sorry. I hit you. I broke your heart. I said this to you. We find it hard now. But just let me tell you, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it's going to be very, very hard on the day of judgment to convince that person to forgive us. What will happen? Your good deeds will be given to that person to please him. And if you don't have any good deeds left, then his bad deeds will be given to you because you are the one who violated his rights. Now, just think to yourself, it was easy going up to someone and saying sorry to him. It's going to be really, really difficult on the day of judgment. So please don't let the shaitan and your nafs, your ego come in between you and saying sorry to that person. Just go up to him. That person could be anyone. It could be your little brother. It could be, you know, your student if you are the teacher. If you are the parent, you know, it's better to say sorry to your children if you have violated their rights. Because on the day of judgment, we will never be able to repay them. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true understanding of our beautiful deen. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us that beautiful character that people not run away from us, but they come close to us. And may Allah Ta'ala give us steadfast on Iman. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Sallam.